Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
And welcome, everyone, to this episode of The Finance Fam. I am Andrew.
I'm Isaiah.
This is Isaiah, and we are here this morning, and I feel a little bit off because I am easing off of coffee.
God have mercy on your soul.
Caffeine. I'm doing a fast for like 24 days of coffee, and I've heard that it is harder to get off of caffeine than like some hardcore drugs.
I you told me that. I beg to differ. We need to ask ChatGPT about that.
Have you? For sure.
Have you ever done drugs?
Have you ever
Andrew?
Done drugs?
Do you
drugs?
Know our audience?
I can tell.
Like, hey, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been on meth, bro.
I've just heard that. I've heard it's harder to get off, and my head is hurting.
No, I know it's hard. I've
had one coffee today. My head is hurting.
I'm sorry, man. That's
I sick. Normally have three at this point. It's so bad.
It's 7 a.m.
It's 7. No, it's 8 a.m. Let's not make me sound like more of an addict than I am. I'm a little bit of an addict. All right. Okay, I'm a lot of bit of an addict. So anyways, that's what's happening right now. So if I sound a little bit off today, it's because I am. And I'm on, what do you call it?
You're on those hormones called life.
It's like, oh, I've not actually had energy in the morning. I've just had pretend energy.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Anyway, how are you? How's your life?
I've had two cups of coffee.
You've had two cups of coffee, so you'll hear a difference.
Because I really prioritize personal enjoyment and satisfaction and joy in my life. Like the little joy that I have left in my life, I need it.
It sounds like you're just an addict.
Listen, it's a little the little bit of joy that I have, I'm going to keep it. So you do you, and I wish you the best.
I'm so good at looking at that speck in your eye. I'm really good at doing that.
Keep looking, brother.
I found I'm really, really good at that in general of going, oh, wow, that's a nice speck you got there, Mr. Addict.
Call me what I am, man.
I'm fasting.
I'm not denying it.
Oh, my gosh.
I ain't denying it.
Anyway, this is a wild time. But, so I'll tell you guys how that goes. Anyway, so this morning we're talking about something really, really interesting. This is a topic we've covered in brevity. We're going deeper today.
Yeah. One of my faves. We're talking about Coast Fire. Okay, I wasn't sure if I could reveal it or you could reveal it. It's probably in the title, but whatever.
It's all you, sir.
We're talking about Coast Fire, which we've covered the variations of the fire movement. I'll link to that episode, so we're all on the same page. But why do we want to cover Coast Fire today, Andrew?
Yes, I think that this is probably the most important thing that a 20-year-old could hear right now. So if you're 20-year-old and you're listening to this, I'm excited because we get to introduce you to an idea that can change your life forever.
Yeah.
So that's the short reason. Particularly for the younger end of our audience, it is very, very impactful to have this information. Fire is one of those things, financial independence, retire early. Just by knowing about it, it can change your life.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I mean, it can change your life just by knowing the strategy and knowing it's essentially lifestyle design. You can design your life differently when you're thinking about how to...
the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless of what you can do. So that's something I want to communicate to all of you who are listening, that you can become FIRE. You can become financially independent and you can retire early.
And so, the younger you are, and that's the point of what we're going to talk about with Coast FIRE, the easier, the more attainable, like the more in the bag, I will say, you have it. Like it's
so good.
If someone told me this when I was 18, I'd be, decades ahead probably. I'm not even exaggerating.
No, for real. So what is Coast Fire? Coast Fire is where you front load your retirement savings at the beginning of your career so that you no longer have to put any more money in retirement savings.
Yeah.
And so this is something, it's like you roll a snowball up a hill, a lot of effort for a short amount of time, and then you watch that snowball just go down the hill and become bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the example we used in a previous episode is $30,000 at the age of 20. It's $2.6 million in retirement.
Without a single dime added on your end, right?
Yes. And so this is why I have such a bone to pick with the higher education corrupt system.
Yeah. Let's go there. Please, go, go, go. I'm pressing the button. Go.
Because you're taking people's time, which is their most valuable asset, and you are giving them valuable information for their lives that will help them, yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
But if you're not, or if the time feels wasted even a little bit, and you could be finding 4 years of a meaningful career. So think of the game of life, if you've ever played it. You have a choice. Do you go to college or do you start your career? I think it used to be in a long, a no-brainer. Go to college. It's the way to go. Our society and our system has changed so much in a very short amount of time where I would say start, again, this is just my opinion, there is a real advantage to starting your career at 18, getting a few years of experience and work under your belt, then going to college. Because if you get 30 grand properly invested by the age of 20, which is easy to do when you're 18 to 20, that's 2.6.
Yeah.
You can go to college then at 20 with the knowledge that you've got 2.6 million in retirement. That is
And if you made 30 grand in 2 years, which is totally attainable with whatever you do, I mean, you're probably setting yourself up for success where you don't even need to go to college. I mean,
that's correct. You don't need to. You go to college because you want to.
Yeah.
Because it's something that, and you're learning a skill that you would enjoy and can be valuable to you. Maybe it's valuable to the business that you're operating or you're working for or whatever.
30 seconds, though, where I thought you were heading with this.
Oh, you go for it, man. I'm pressing the button now.
Press the button. So when you were like people who, like higher education, like go to college and then I'm going to get my master's or my, like, all respect if you do that and you need it for your field, you think it's valuable. But like people who just keep taking on student loans, keep on spending time, your most valuable asset, learning and not actually being in the field. And then you're like starting your career at like 25, 26, 27. Like you've lost the best years as far as like.
Yes. That some people don't get out of that graph. Some people don't get out of college until 27.
Yeah. You've missed 7 years of
compound interest and opportunity to build wealth.
Yep.
And now saying this, I'm not saying that if you take higher education or you get a doctorate, it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is you got to count the costs. Life and decisions are about pros and cons. As a 20-year-old, when you're signing the dotted line on a loan, you're making a real big boy, big girl decision. This is like real. You are really going in the negative and losing time that is costing you. And so, yes, get a degree, do what you want to do, but know what you're doing. Yeah. Know what you're signing up for. When you go to college for 4 years, you are literally... And if you're not working during that time and not investing during that time, you have to know what you're doing. You are not contributing to your investments during the most powerful 4 years of your life as it relates to investing.
I know we're kind of going off track here, but I don't care. I love this. Like,
it's good.
The argument I hear is, well, I'm going to make more or go to college so you can make sure you make more. That's what my parents told me. You'll make more. So that's smarter. Sure. That's wiser. Sure. It's like, actually, if you're 20 years old investing $100 versus 30 years old investing $500 a month, the 20-year-old is going to beat the 30-year-old, I think. Yeah. I don't know the math on that. But
I think
like,
it used to be a lot different. A college degree in America used to mean something different than it does now.
Yeah.
And that's just the sad reality of the situation. So anyway, another topic for another time.
We can move.
But we're not saying don't go to college. Just know what you're doing. When you sign up for 4 years of student loans.
I would tell people, do the math.
Do the math.
Literally, what am I going to get out of the 5 years of whatever school I'm going to go? What can I expect to make? What am I missing out on by not investing? What could I do? What's the potential if I do invest every month? Like, just do it on paper and see the calculator, like online or whatever. Yep. Ask ChatGPT. You'll see the difference.
Same with an 18-year-old doing missions. Here we go.
Yeah.
You said you're counting the cost for the
press
gospel.
Press the button.
You said you're counting the cost for the gospel and you're going to wherever. Know what you're giving the Lord when you're going on the mission field from 18 to 25.
Mm-hmm. This is spicy.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get hard out there. The Sahara Desert is hot.
It's real hot. Like there, wherever there ain't no you water. Go, no water, baby.
You're going to be squatting in a potty for 7 years, or you could be squatting in a hole for 7 years. You better be doing it for the right reasons, because God told you to. And if God told you to do it, and he has called you to give up those investing years of your life, you have given something, you've given the Lord something incredibly valuable and meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, so we're talking about young people today.
Talking about Coast Fire.
Coast Fire. And so this concept here is so, so, so powerful. And so imagine what it would look like not to have to spend any money on retirement ever again. As we say, financial freedom causes kingdom availability. What could you do without the burden of worrying about retirement at the end of your life? If that box was checked, what would you do with your time? So Isaiah, yeah, if you were Coast Fire and you didn't have to spend another dollar on retirement, right? And you were just, you could let it grow for the rest of the time. How would that impact you? How would that change your relationship? How would that change your relationship, your work, your mindset?
Yeah, it opens up options. And that's the point, is it gives a lot of different directions I could take, a lot of different paths, if you will, to go down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to depend on each person. You know, if you're making a lot of money, it's a different story. If you're making little to no money or less than whatever, 50, 60 grand a year, it's different for every individual. But if you know you're taken care of by the time you're 65 and you don't have to contribute any more money to that,
yeah,
you can. I would say what it's done for me, because I think I'm close to this, mm-hmm, what it's done for me is it's enabled me to take risks and like start to just branch out and like, okay, I know I'm going to hit it by 65. How do I hit it by 40? Let's play that game. So
it's good. It's fun. Yeah. What I love about FIRE is it's sort of like reverse engineering a retirement. Whereas like, you know, your average financial plan, right? You're going to be thinking, okay, how do I plan for my, you know, way down the road sometime? It's like, mm-hmm, no. What you're doing with FIRE is you're taking that expected retirement age of 65, and every time you invest, you're moving it to 64, to 63, and 62, and 55, 50, 45, so on and so on and so on. So
26.
Hey! I'm just kidding. Season 12. Let's just call it season 3. I think season 3, you'll be fired. I'm going to call it. Yeah, we're going to call it.
Lord willing.
For sure. So that's the beauty about Coast Fire and financial independence in general, is we are reverse engineering. We're bringing that day closer and closer and closer. So, Coast Fire, who does it work for and who does it not work for?
It can work for everybody, but in general, we're talking to the young person who is trying to literally, like a car, coast their way to retirement. Yep. You're not having to worry about investing anymore. You've done the hard work. You let that egg grow. And so the best person this is going to work for is someone probably in their 20s.
Yeah, for sure. So I think, so today we've talked about Coast Fire, what it is, imagining a life post-Coast Fire, and then who does it work for. So this has been this episode of The Finance Fam. We appreciate you guys listening, and we're going to cover a ton more financial independence, retire early topics. And remember, don't look back.
Look ahead to Coast Fire!
Hey!